This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Pepe Linden joins me live in studio. She's the director of the Charlottesville Discovery Museum, the Virginia Discovery Museum. What's the website?
www.vadm.org.
Say that one more time.
vadm.org.
vadm.org, Virginia Discovery Museum. And you're celebrating 20 years on the downtown mall.
20 marvelous years on the downtown mall. And it all we opened our doors there May 1st of 1990. And so we've got a lot of celebrating to do, a lot of discovery that's happened, but a lot more exploring to do.
May 1st, 1990. And I remember the mall back then. It was a very different mall, wasn't it?
Very different mall. And, of course, we're open every day but Monday. So we brought people down on Saturdays and Sundays, not only local people, but brought people who were traveling in the area with children.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year almost had 60,000 visitors.
Wow.
Since we moved to the mall, we've had over 885,000 visitors from many states, many countries, and a lot of Central Virginia.
Now, what's the background on this? How did this start?
Well,
is this like somebody sitting around in the kitchen somewhere?
No, somebody sitting around the kitchen had been to Boston, where there was already a children's museum, and said, this is a fantastic place, a fantastic thing for adults and children to do together, a way to learn intergenerationally by being active. Don't have to be quiet. Don't say, don't touch. Don't have to read and write. Appeals to another way of learning. An intergenerational way of learning, a learning that's often driven by the kids and the grown-ups' interest who are in the museum. And they said, we've got to have one of these places here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And started with programs for many years around the community. And then we were near Gordon Avenue Library for 4.5 years and outgrew that place. And the city heard we were looking for a place and wanted another anchor on the mall and something else for children and families to do. So May 1st, 1990, we opened our doors.
So we're talking with Pepe Linden. So the Virginia Discovery Museum coming to the mall, really, at that time, was part of the beginning then of the blossoming of the mall, because it took a while. They created it in the 70s, but it took a while, and you really didn't see the mall explode with activity until the 90s. So the Discovery Museum is part of that whole blossoming and that whole movement.
Yeah, it really was an anchor, and it was seen in that way. And again, a unique place that represented our community, because so much of what we do is original, the programming and the exhibits, and that would draw people downtown. And of course, once people are downtown, there's so much more that they can do, particularly child-friendly. Once you're out of the car seat and out of the car, there's an awful lot you can do in addition to going to the Discovery Museum.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, my 8-year-old son, whenever we go near the downtown mall, he assumes that we are going to the Discovery Museum. We're not always. I'm sorry to say. Sometimes we're doing other things. But he just assumes that's where we're going.
But you can always ride the carousel every day but Monday when we're open. We installed that 4 years ago, the last of its kind in the United States, and just another gift to our community from Fred Scott and the Discovery Museum.
Yeah, and thank you to Fred Scott. Has been a great friend to this community for a long time. And that's not a temporary thing. That's their part of
the museum. So as long as the museum's down on the mall, the carousel will be on the mall, because the carousel is the Discovery Museum's. But we've got a lot of celebrating starting with this Saturday morning.
So tell us all about the events.
Well, Saturday morning is Proclamation Day, and we're going to recut a ribbon. And we have special guests, the mayor, Dave Norris, and Ann Malik, Board of Supervisors. And we found out today that Debbie Ryan will be joining us for that event.
There you go.
Good stuff. Then, of course, we're going to have kids cut the ribbon, because the place is all about learning and it's all about children.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So that's Saturday morning at 9:45.
And so you can bring your kids down there for that.
Bring in, then the museum opens to the public at 10 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we have Discoveroo, which is a family music festival at the Charlottesville Pavilion. Just going to be a wonderful event from 3 to 5. And first Sunday of every month, pay what you wish Sunday at the museum. So come to the museum when it opens at 1 o'clock, then buy your ticket and go to Discoveroo at the Charlottesville Pavilion for a wonderful afternoon of music.
And who is who are the artists there? Do we know at Discoveroo?
Yes, and it's Danny Shea's concept, and it's a brilliant concept. This is the second year to have grown-up artists who will be doing kid-friendly sets. Each will do 20-minute family-friendly sets. All local artists, Sarah White and the Pearls, Jay Punn and Marwina Lasco, Hill and Wood, and We Are Star Children. And in between each set, we're going to have all these hands-on activities for kids to do. And before the concert, the UVA marching band will be down there, so there'll be things to do before the concert. Lots of wiggle and dance room in front of the stage, hands-on things to do between sets.
So this is where to bring your children this weekend on Sunday. Perfect weather.
Perfect weather. Discoveroo. And it's under the pavilion. I mean, it's undercover in any case.
Yeah. Because we may get a little rain later on in the day on Sunday, but this is in the pavilion, so it doesn't matter.
Undercover. So that's this weekend. Then May 15th, we open our new exhibit. It's Easy Being Green, all about the environment.
The back room.
Back gallery, original exhibit.
That's our favorite
place. And then on May 29th, the 20th running of the Discovery Dash, the only community-wide children's race in Charlottesville, the idea of Mark Lorenzoni. And this year we will recognize, since it's 20 years, grown-ups who are running with their kids who at one time ran as children.
Oh, that's going to make me cry. That's really something. Wow. So the grown-ups with kids who once ran this race as kids.
There's individual races. There's parent-child races. There's sibling races.
That's
really great. School relay, Discovery Cup school relay. But we will recognize grown-ups who are running as parents who at one time ran with as a child.
That's terrific. Pepe Linden, the website is vadm.org. A whole host of events this month celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Virginia Discovery Museum on the Downtown Mall. And the events begin Saturday morning with the cutting of the ribbon, anniversary cutting of the ribbon, and then Discoveroo on Sunday. Check out all the events online at vadm.org. Pepe, congratulations.
So much left to explore. Come on down.
Indeed.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.